Jordan Rubin, he's Bloomberg Law Supreme Court reporter. I so love it that Bloomberg has a Supreme Court reporter. How cool is that? Jordan, thanks for joining us here. Give us just kind of a layout of how this process is going to unfold and timetables and that type of thing.
Sure. So Biden has said he's going to announce his nominee, who he said will be a black woman, by the end of the month. And then from there, the Senate, at least the Democrats, have said that they want to expedite the process to have it done in time for the nominee to replace Breyer at the end of the term. Breyer has announced his intention to retire, but he's only going to do that upon the confirmation of his successor. And so there's some lawyerly maneuvering there where, if by some measure the Democrats aren't able to confirm a nominee, that doesn't mean there's going to be a vacancy on the court. It just means that Breyer won't be leaving yet.
Jordan, Senator McConnell has a track record of blocking Democratic appointments. Does he have any issues here? How do you think that'll play out?
So I think he just doesn't have the votes. It's a simple math problem for the Republicans. In the past, they've had the votes, so they've been able to block nominees, expedite nominees. But whatever the intentions are on that side, the Democrats simply have the votes to get it done. And so they should be able to do that, barring something unforeseen coming up.
Is there a middle in legal America?
No.
It's just we're now at a polarity. I mean, if I go back and look even back to Taney and the Civil War, I mean, we've never seen a polarity like this, right?
Well, if you go back to the Civil War, you can see that there's always been a polarity there. Looking to replacing nominees, you had Lincoln, who said that he wanted to make sure he was putting someone on the court who was right on the race issue. And so I just don't think that much has necessarily drastically changed since then.
Okay.
It just looks somewhat different. So I think we're really just dealing with some form of those same issues that go back to that time, really.
Quickly, we're going to have to run here just because of news, but quickly, Jordan, frame for us, who's the next oldest justice? Like, is there another one like Ginsburg and Breyer that's ancient, or are there those younger?
Well, no one's ancient, of course. I wouldn't say anyone is ancient, of course, but that's on the Republican side. So Thomas and Alito are getting towards the next oldest, but still not anywhere near Breyer.
Okay, we've got Alito there just because of the news. Jordan Rubin, I'm sure we'll hear from you through this process again. Bloomberg Law Supreme Court reporter.